Our text for today is coming from the Book of Wiley. The very right Brother Marcus D. Wiley. And don't forget about his heavenly hype man, Brother For Real. Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for today's sanctified sermon topic.
Amen.
Amen again.
Oh, today is going to sound a little funny.
Oh, all right. Mm-hmm. All right.
It's going to sound a little tricky.
A little tricky? Mm-hmm.
But just know that the Lord is all in it.
Nothing like a tricky sermon, Reverend. Nothing like a tricky sermon.
Today I want to take a look at the good book of James.
Oh, yes.
The third chapter and the eighth verse. Yolanda.
Yes, sir.
Read.
But the tongue can no man tame.
Ooh. Can't tame that thing.
It is an unruly evil.
Oh, Lord, it's out of control.
Yeah, catch that tongue.
Full of deadly poison.
Deadly poison.
Tongue need a timeout, really.
And for a few minutes this morning,
come on,
I would like to talk from the topic, who are you tongue kissing?
Say what, Reverend?
Who are you tongue kissing?
Play the kissing
Use
game,
him, Reverend. Lord, please.
When I was growing up, tongue kissing a girl was like going all the way.
Yes, it was, Reverend. Yes, it was.
Yolanda, when I would go on a date, my boys would ask me, did you kiss her?
Yeah.
Oh, Brother, God. For real, I would say yes.
Yes, I did. I didn't lie.
Then they would ask, tongue? And I would say yes.
Most definitely.
I don't speak French, but I do kiss that way.
Yes, I do, French kissing.
It's because the tongue, Yolanda, meant something.
It meant something,
okay.
And your tongue, the one in your mouth, also means something.
You're preaching, Rev.
Anatomically, it's the strongest muscle in the body.
You better say that.
Biblically, the tongue is a fire.
Ooh.
A world of wickedness. It defiles the body, and no man can tame it.
No man can tame it, Reverend.
The tongue is powerful.
Yeah.
It can dispense both blessings and curses.
It can
dispense life and death.
Yeah, what a whale, Reverend.
The Bible says, when you greet thy brethren,
salute
them with a holy kiss.
Yeah.
Okay. That means speak well of them. That means express praise and goodwill.
Okay.
One of my good friends, John C. Maxwell.
What John
he says, our tongues need to gauge.
Yes, they do.
They need to guide.
They
need to gird.
Well,
and
they
need to guard.
Yeah.
Preaching. Our tongue is a spiritual meter.
Yes, it is.
You can tell one's faith by their conversation.
Come on, Reverend.
And I ain't going to lie this morning. Like the way I play the kissing game.
You like the way you play the kissing game,
Because I speak things that are not
as though they were. Yes,
I can have what I say.
Yeah,
I can have.
Yeah, I can have it.
I got to go bye-bye.
You got to go, Reverend?
I got to ask you one question.
What's that?
Ain't he all right?
Yes,
I said, ain't he all right?
Yes, sir, Reverend.
I know he's all right.
Kiss him, Reverend.
I know he's all right.
Let your tongue shine, Reverend.
I know he's all right.
You playing a kissing game. You playing that kissing game, Reverend.
I like the way I'm playing the kissing game.
Yeah, what you say? What was that subject?
I'm trying to control my tongue.
You got to control your tongue.
I'm trying to tame that thing.
Who are you?
Tongue kissing.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Are you kissing the kiss of death?
Oh, no, give the kiss of death.
Are you giving them the Judas kiss?
No, Judas kiss. Not the Judas kiss.
Oh, you giving them a holy one.
Not the Judas kiss.
Do you like the way you playing the kissing game this morning?
You got to ask yourself.
You got to ask yourself.
Not the Judas kiss.
Not the Judas.
But the holy kiss.
The holy kiss, bro.
The holy kiss. Who are you, One more time.
Who are you tongue kissing?
Tongue.
Help Jesus.